Time now to return to our Champions of Education series brought to you by Nordson Corporation, a vital, self-renewing worldwide organization helping build products the world uses every day. And today, we shine the spotlight on Avon Lake, and here in studio with us right now, Avon Lake Superintendent Bob Scott. Bob, thank you so much for joining us. How are you?
Doing well. Thanks for having us, Andy.
And Natalie Fiore is here as well. Natalie, how are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having us.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you guys both in studio here. And as we were discussing off air before coming back from that commercial break, a lot of new and exciting things happening in Avon Lake. Now, you guys have some special things going on with your media center, and I wanted to get into that right away. What kinds of things are going on with that media center?
Well, I think the first part of it is the term media center. In this day of technology, actual physical books and that thing that we understood is, oh, you go to the library basically and do these things in a media center are gone. So we're going much more toward technology, much more toward collaborative learning, collaborative spaces for our kids and for our teachers.
We some new furniture is in that space, new technology. Our students, you walk in the media center, which, by the way, we named and announced the name of our new space will be called The Lake. So it stands for Learning and Knowledge Environment Center. And so the students will go down to the lake and really have a space to collaborate. The classrooms check out the space. Teachers are coming down and trying some new things with technology to enhance their instruction.
Boy, the creative juices are flowing there. It's called The Lake. Can you run that by me again? What does that stand for?
Learning and Knowledge Environment Center.
Very cool stuff. Who came up with that?
The students.
Yeah, they had a contest. Not that we have any kind of competition with Avon ever. But and I was talking to Mike Lobb, their superintendent, the other day, and I think our kids have embraced the fact that when we play each other, we call them South and they call us Lake. Neither one use Avon necessarily in when we talk to each other. So I think our kids have actually embraced now that concept of being Lake.
Okay, and it's pretty friendly, right? There's some give and take with this. You guys actually had some fun with that, too, with that Super Bowl, right, a couple months ago?
Did.
Raised over $7,000 in cash for CRS. So it's a great event, and it is a very friendly rivalry, a good rivalry.
No question about it. Well, want to dive into some of the things that you guys have going on. There are a lot of great ones, like the Media Center, the Lake Center, as we should refer to it from here on out now that it's been appropriately named. Want to talk about the Avon Lake City Schools Foundation 10 campaign. What is this exactly and who benefits from this?
There's really two groups that benefit. It's our community foundation for Avon Lake. They do a great job. The two pieces that are one for our students, they give scholarships every year for our graduates, which is, of course, tremendous. Our kids that are going on to further education as after high school. But they also do grants for our teachers, and it's very important to us because, of course, it's not unlimited money. We don't have, every time a teacher comes up with a good idea, we don't have cash to hand to them and say, hey, go with it. So the foundation does grants every year, and they select different ones. Teachers put the grants in, and they fund those. Probably the biggest one for us was when we originally went to interactive whiteboards. It was a grant from the foundation that put the first board in our school.
It's pretty amazing. Our teachers have the flexibility to think of innovative ways to enhance their classrooms, and because of the foundation, they're able to do that. One of the grants that was just awarded was to a kindergarten classroom at one of our elementary schools, and the students are now coding for robots thanks to our foundation.
Wow.
It's a great opportunity we have.
Well, that tells you how far we've come in education, right? I mean, I think back to the days when I went to school, programming a robot was never part of the curriculum, but now that's a big part of what the kids do, isn't it?
Absolutely, and it really, I think, excellent education involves motivating students to learn, and that's certainly a motivation using those robots in the classroom.
Superintendent Scott, you've talked about the technologies in the classroom. We talked about the media center, the interactive whiteboards. As a superintendent, how do you stay on top of that kind of stuff and know what kind of needs to go into the school and what's just the flavor of the month type thing?
And we're very careful with that. We stay away from the trendy kinds of things because technology changes quickly and it's very expensive.
Sure.
When you're looking at what we're doing in the media center and what we have done really K-12 at our school system is we spend a lot of time working with our teachers and base it on learning. you know, base it on how the teachers can use that technology as a tool and how they can use it to make sure the kids get what they need to get academically. So we sort of go at it from that, and then we build the technology into it. K to 8, we really do a lot of Google stuff right now. We've got a lot of Chromebooks. K to 6, we're our third grade to sixth grade. We're one-to-one in the classrooms with Chromebooks. We've got a committee that's working on right now to figure out what we need to do with our middle school and high school. Middle school is still pretty Google and Chromebook. High school's a little different beast. A lot of them do like the Chromebooks and do like Google. Our math and science teachers, not so much. They still like their Excel and the things they get from Microsoft Word. So it's an ongoing piece, and we really build it from the classroom out. We do not embrace the, oh, we're going to buy the flashiest thing and then try to make our teachers use it. We train our teachers and then really let them come and tell us, this is what we need to be successful.
And I would imagine there's some give and take there on both sides, right? Because, look, I mean, you want them to be able to use technology. You want that to be at their fingertips. But at the same time, you want them to learn how to be resourceful as well, because there may be some instances where some of that technology is not always readily available to you.
Absolutely. I think the teachers do an amazing job balancing both technology, but there's still an important part of students physically writing and reading text that's paper. And so the teachers have a challenge of balancing how much are we incorporating technology in the classroom, but we have technology coaches that work with our teachers and support them through that process as well.
And I think part of it is interesting, because we think of technology as the latest gadget. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of things that we forget. You know, back, one of the pieces that is in our lab classroom down in the now Lake Center, mm-hmm. Is actually, it's almost goes back to the old concept of using the slate board, that every kid gets one and they can write their answers on and hold it up. It's just sort of low-tech technology. But, you know, a whole wall is covered with those, so you can either do individual things with kids, or all the kids can put stuff down and put it up on the wall so that they can really collaborate together and design something as a group. So always interesting.
Low tech is still effective these days, right?
It is still. Well, we were talking today about, you know, there is still, you know, X is still X in a lot of the things that we're doing. It hasn't changed, and the kids still need it in order to build. So we still do a lot of things where, you know, you just, there's just stuff you have to know. And we do everything we can to get those. I think the idea more now, and this is where education has come a long way, is the idea, though, is for all of our kids to be able to take that knowledge piece, that base knowledge piece, and take it and make something new out of it, and really work together with other people. And whether it's for economic reasons or just learning knowledge, you know, higher level knowledge pieces, take that stuff and build.
Very cool stuff. Again, we are being joined by Avon Lake Superintendent Bob Scott, Curriculum Director Natalie Fiore as well, here on Bullseye on the Afternoon on our Nordson Corporation Champions of Education series. Boy, you guys have got to be extraordinarily proud of this. I mean, you've made Newsweek America's top 500 ranking for high schools in America, and I'm sure there are a lot of people that go into making that process as cool as it was for you guys. But talk about how this all came down. And again, it's the hard work of a lot of different people. But when you first heard that, what was your reaction?
It actually was exactly what you talked about. We were proud. But again, it goes back to the people and the kids. They do the work. Our teachers do the work with our kids, our families, and our community that are so supportive of us in the educational process. You can take something to them and say, see, people notice. See, there's a reason why we do this. Look, here it is. And it's a little difficult for us because, of course, that accolade goes to the high school. But we always want to make sure that our high school gets a really, really nice product when those kids walk in the door as ninth graders. You know, starting in kindergarten, that's a lot of what Natalie spends her time doing, is making sure our curriculum, our teaching practices are aligned kindergarten all the way through 12th grade, and it builds.
Sure. And Natalie, to that point, I mean, if you could kind of talk about that process, you know, trying to make sure that by the time that student gets into high school, it's not a finished product, but it's a very good product that gets to high school that helps get you to this point where the high school is recognized.
Absolutely. We spend a lot of time collaborating with our teachers and looking at that vertical alignment, preschool through grade 12. And we've set up some structures where we have some of our high school teachers come down and talk and meet with our fifth grade teacher or a kindergarten teacher even, to see what's the expectation moving forward and how can we work together and collaborate and learn from one another. Our teachers are experts. And so we've really put a lot of things in place to structure some consistency and creativity K through 12 rather than just looking at isolated grade levels.
I'm just curious, what's the process of that award? I mean, does Newsweek contact you guys? Do they ask for information on things? How do you go about receiving that honor?
There are, of course, lots of numbers, lots of scores that are put out there just through state testing and those kinds of things. And only a certain number of schools have reached a level where Newsweek will reach out to you and let you apply for it. So, you know, once they send you the things that, oh, you made this level here, why don't you apply for this next award, then you fill those pieces out.
That's pretty cool. I mean, obviously Newsweek's no joke. I mean, you see them everywhere at their publications.
It is. And I want to throw one other piece out there that really, unless you really go through the whole system, Avon Lake is not, you know, we don't advertise ourselves as a STEM school, which is science, technology, math. And we're actually a STEAM school. But in that rating, if you go all the way down, we're ranked 165th in the nation as a STEM school.
Wow.
You know, our math and science, all of our things are outstanding. Our math and science is very good. And I want to put the A in there because our arts are also fantastic. We've got some very talented people.
I used to live down the road from you guys. I always heard the band practicing out there during football season. Yeah.
So you mentioned you're considered a STEAM school system, not a STEM school system, right?
Yes.
So how do you get deemed a STEAM and not a STEM?
And it's really a self-designation.
Okay.
It is. And some people, though, you can go out and get a certificate that says, oh, we're a STEM school. And you can put it up on your wall, and that's nice. You know, we like to put things on our walls. But it really to us is an attitude. It's something that we believe in, something that we know that because it's all of our kids. You know, we've got kids of all different skills and levels and interests, and some of those, you know, they're ready for AP calculus, and there are some that they want to sing, you know, and they love to sing and they love the fine arts, or they play their violin, or they want to act. You know, and we want to make sure that we also have opportunities for those kids to be successful across the board.
Well, a terrific segue, my man, because that's exactly where I was going to go next. And it's funny enough, I think this is where you are going to go next when you leave the studio. There are a couple of plays coming up here, the best Christmas pageant ever and the Dickens A Christmas Carol. Tell us all about these plays. That sounds very, very exciting.
You know, the Performance Shoreman is what the group is called, is our drama club, and they're great. You know, again, very, very talented kids. Patty Franks is the director, and she does a wonderful job of putting on these performances. Last night you could have gone. Staff members went last night as they practiced the first time. Tonight at 7, tomorrow night at 7, Saturday at 7, and then I believe 2 o'clock on Sunday, they have performances at the Avon Lake Performing Arts Center. And it's always amazing. I mean, they work so hard, and they have such talents. And these are very, very, of course, holiday-centered plays. So they're a lot of fun. We have a lot of – it's not just high school kids. We actually have elementary school kids that participate in them. So it's a great activity, and it's a great way to come see the school.
Sure. It's two great plays to see this weekend. No question about that. Natalie, I wanted to throw something your way also because I saw you tweet about this earlier, not long ago. You guys had a pretty cool event where you had veterans come and speak to the kids. If you can, kind of let us know how all that went down. Who was it specifically that came in and spoke to the kids and shared their experiences?
Sure. This happened at the middle school, at Learwood Middle School, and each year they do an amazing job, teachers, students. They provided breakfast for all of our veterans in Avon Lake, and then we moved into the auditorium where we had an alumni from Avon Lake, Captain Jack Rufus, came and spoke to the students and to the veterans about his experiences in the military, and then students had written essays related to what a hero is, and students were selected to read those to the group. It was a pretty powerful experience for everyone involved, and our principals do a nice job coordinating that for the community.
Sounds like a powerful experience in a number of different ways, but I would imagine that when you see the kids serving breakfast to the veterans, that's got to be really awesome. You tweeted a picture of that out. I thought, God, that's really cool. But, I mean, being there in person, I'm sure it was a bit of a different experience, just having a chance to sit there and experience that and watch that all go down.
Absolutely. Just stand. I stood there and watched. We had our orchestra played during breakfast, and the families and students, very proud of our students for their efforts, and they truly enjoyed serving the veterans.
Oh, and Bob, as the superintendent, I'm sure you look at that and you think, wow, that's got to be really, really cool from your perspective as well.
It truly is what education is all about. You know, we can teach things from a book, and you can memorize details and dates and those kinds of things, but you've got to make it real. And those kinds of activities where our kids get to interact with veterans, the same thing happened. We had a great experience on 9/11 that people came in and spoke and talked with our high school kids. And it makes it real for them. You know, things like 9/11 or World War II or the Vietnam War or the Korean War, it's all history. I mean, most of our kids, like 9/11, none of our kids that are in school were alive when that happened. So it's when you take it from the book and make it real, it's so much more important.
No question about that, too. And I think, you know, as a student, you think there are some days you go home and you don't really talk about what you did at school, but on those days, you go home and you tell mom and dad all about what you did at school. I mean, serving breakfast to veterans, that's really cool. Sharing some of the experiences about what you learned about 9/11, those are the days at school that absolutely positively stand out. So I would imagine from a student's perspective, too, that's something that resonates.
Yeah, without a doubt.
And those connections, the personal connections they make is what will last forever. You know, their learning, it goes beyond that one day. It's a lifelong learning experience.
Well, and we spend a lot of time also talking with our kids about, you know, how to behave, how to act appropriately, how lucky they are to live where we live. You know, all the things that you get because you live in Avon Lake, you live in Ohio, you live in America. And that's really an opportunity for us to say, you know, guys, it's not really free. You know, it's nice. We live in a great place. But look at all these people that stand up for you every day. And it's going to be your turn one of these days. You know, whether it's just in service to your community or service to your country and in going into one of the services, it's important for us as a nation and for a society to keep that thought in mind that, yeah, and especially in the middle school years, sometimes you get a little self-focused.
Sure.
You know, in the middle school years. But it's good to remind them that it's beyond you.
Absolutely. Avon Lake Superintendent Bob Scott, Curriculum Director Natalie Fior joining us here on the Nordson Corporation Champions of Education series here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Before we let you guys go, I know there are a couple of other events coming up in the school district that you certainly want to pump up. We talked about the two plays. You mentioned that you're going to go to one of those when you leave here also. But there's also a Christmas by the Lake craft show going on this weekend. If you're looking for some Christmas crafts, sounds like this is a great place to go. What are the details on this event?
It starts in the morning. There's over 100 vendors there. It really is an outstanding craft show. For our PTA, it really is their lone fundraiser of the year for the high school. But there is some high quality stuff. You know, just personally, you know, I always manage to find something for my mom there that, you know, is that good Christmas present that she likes. But it's a great thing for the school district. But it's also a very high quality event.
Very nice. Well, if you're looking for a place to get some early Christmas shopping done right, it's a great place to go. Mm-hmm. And it goes for a wonderful cause, too.
Exactly.
Very cool stuff. Well, Bob, Natalie, thank you guys both so much for coming in the studio. This is a lot of fun to have you guys here.
Thank you for having us.
Well, thank you. And I think I'd like to end up with not only thank you for letting us be here, but I always have to say thank you to the Avon Lake community and all the people that help make Avon Lake School such a wonderful place.